Red shield with large white letters WB opens. Daffy Duck exits from behind the shield and bounces around. He hits the shield with the word animation and bounces away. He runs into the screen and sees stars. Scorpion bursts from the shield and drags Daffy in. An army of ants scurry over dry earth. A scorpion pierces an ant. It slams the ant into the ground. The army of ants charge the scorpion. The scorpion swipes its tail. Ant appendages fill the air and a pincer decapitates an ant. A wide-eyed boy observes the mini-war.
Look. What do you see?
A hand touches his shoulder.
Papa, the scorpion. It needs help.
The man kneels.
Life is cruel, Satoshi. It doesn't care where you are from, what god you pray to. It is. So you must face it head on.
They stare at each other.
See the scorpion?
Satoshi rubs his eyes.
No matter how many enemies, it continues on. It is strong, yes. It is fast. But do you know why the scorpion is feared?
Satoshi shakes his head and the man's eyes narrow.
Its will.
The scorpion rears up. It scuttles from the ants.
Willpower is what makes your destiny your own. Learn to be strong, here and here.
Head and heart.
Promise me you'll remember that.
I will, Papa.
Papa strokes Satoshi.
Now, let's get home. Your mother is making dinner, and she won't be happy if we're late.
Scorpion scurries up a tree. Papa kneels and Satoshi climbs on his back.
Hold on!
Faster, Papa, faster!
In golden sunshine, Papa sprints through a wooden arch into the forest. Later, at dusk.
More!
Into a village.
Your Papa needs a break.
Papa slows and spots two abandoned Naginata blades. He pauses beside them and his brow furrows. Satoshi glances at the Naginatas as Papa continues through the deserted village. Mist fills within surrounding hillsides and glowing lanterns tilt in the silent breeze. Papa glances through narrowed eyes as he strides along, Satoshi's arms around his neck. A shadow darts past in a side street. Papa and Satoshi enter the long narrow side street. Papa stops.
Where is everyone, Papa?
Hold tight, Satoshi.
A ninja sneaks round the corner and rushes up behind Papa. Papa throws a spinning blade in the air. Blood spurts from the ninja's skull. A second ninja chokes Papa with a chain. Satoshi bites the ninja's hand and drops to the ground. Papa flips the ninja off and stabs him. Another ninja attacks. Papa stabs the ninja through the jaw and X-ray fatality and his eyes pop out. Papa dodges a further attack. His pupils flare. He kicks the blade into the ninja's neck. Two more ninjas attack. Papa grabs Satoshi and sprints through the narrow streets. Papa tosses Satoshi onto his back and leaps over wooden posts in the river as the ninjas give chase. A muscular ninja observes the chase from above the village. Shurikens pierce the ground as Papa sprints and leaps onto the roofs. Ninja shadows pass overhead against the darkening sky. Papa drops down from hiding under eaves. A narrow-eyed ninja skulks across a rooftop. Papa hides behind a door. He closes it and leans against it. He steps into a pool of blood. Satoshi's lips tremble. Bodies lay strewn in a bloody mess over the floor of the dojo. Papa silences Satoshi.
Harumi.
Papa glares towards the door. A ninja stops on a rooftop and looks back. In the dojo, Papa holds his hand over Satoshi's mouth and clenches his teeth. A shadow approaches the dojo. Ninjas gather outside. A ninja kicks the door down and readies his scythe. He steps inside and surveys the scene. Dust falls onto the ninja's head. He looks up and sees a hatch. Outside, in the darkening village, Papa rushes up the steps of a tall building. He enters a wooden door, sprints upstairs and rips a shoji open.
Harumi.
Satoshi follows Papa into the room.
Harumi!
Mama!
Papa freezes. He turns and sees Satoshi staring into a blood-splattered room. Open mouth, Papa traipses towards the room. He stops and his jaw drops. A woman's body lays crumpled in a pool of blood. Her gold wedding band covered in blood spatter. Tears stream down Satoshi's cheeks. Papa places his hand on Satoshi's shoulder and his eyes narrow. He squeezes his eyes shut and his face clenches. Papa's eyes glow red. He battles the ninjas. Papa clutches a severed arm. He slices off the fingers in one swoop of his scythe. More ninjas attack. Papa glows red, his katana pulses with bright white light. He destroys and dismembers the group of ninjas. Blood splatters on Satoshi's face as he cowers and trembles behind the shoji. Tears fill his eyes. He releases a deep breath. Papa lifts a ninja above his head. He slams his katana into the ninja, twists and removes it. Three wide-eyed ninjas watch. Papa charges them. He decapitates one and slices another in half. The third ninja is impaled through his face to the ceiling by Papa's katana. Papa splits the ninja's face in two. A ninja pierces Papa's midriff. Papa reverse stabs the ninja. He breaks off the blade of the naginata in his side and pulls the handle from his back. His eyes redden and tremble. He charges through the hallway. His blade slashing. The redness subsides. Papa's katana is impaled in the bloody entrails of a disemboweled ninja. He kneels over the body. He glances at his bloodied hands. He looks away. Blood oozes over the body-strewn bridge Papa kneels on and flows into the river below.
Enough!
Papa turns and stands. A dark figure approaches. The muscular masked ninja holds Satoshi aloft by his throat. Papa's eyes narrow and he strides closer.
Come further and he dies.
Ice covers the ninja's hand and moves to Satoshi's neck.
What do you want?
Satoshi quivers.
On your knees.
Pools of blood surround the standoff on the bridge. Papa glares straight ahead. He drops to his knee and clenches his teeth. The muscular ninja shoots a stream of ice from his hand. Its spikes encapsulate Papa. The ninja squeezes Satoshi's throat.
If you touch a hair on his head...
The ninja's eyes narrow. Satoshi's eyes freeze. Papa's jaw drops and blood spurts through the air.
Satoshi! Satoshi!
Blood oozes from Satoshi's mouth, then his limp body drops to the ground.
Satoshi! Satoshi! Satoshi!
The ninja looks at his hand and casually flicks off the boy's blood.
I'll kill you! I'll kill you!
Papa grits his teeth and clenches his fists. Ice encasement begins to crack and shatter. The ninja turns to look. Papa breaks his torso free from the icy prison. The muscular ninja strides towards him. He holds out his palm. An icy spike extends from the middle of his hand.
You die for this.
You first.
The spike skewers Papa's jaw and shatters his neck. His head impales on the ice formation behind him. His tear-soaked eyes quiver and narrow. Blood spills from his wounds and drenches the ice. Papa's lifeless hand drapes over the ice as blood cascades down. A single drop falls into a puddle of blood below and sends ripples through it, fade to black. Burning embers rise. Flaming dragon logo sits over a raging bonfire. Mortal Kombat Legends Scorpion's Revenge. Title vanishes in a burst of flames. Mist rises over a mountain lake. A Shaolin temple sits high atop a jutting bluff. Dark skies gather. A lone ninja meditates cross-legged inside the temple. His muscular form bulges from his red and black pants and vest. A red bandana holds his dark hair. A gust extinguishes the circle of candles that encircle him, plunging the room into darkness. A dark shadow races behind and his discerning eyes open. A large shadowy warrior attacks, but the red ninja slips into stance. Kicks and punches come out of nowhere and take him down. The red ninja flips and avoids thrown lightning. He closes his eyes. The shadowy warrior flies on white lightning. He attacks from above. The red ninja grapples him down and sees white eyes.
Lord Raiden!
He backs off.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
No, you did well, Liu Kang. Just as you were taught. And now, I pray it is enough.
Lightning arcs from Raiden's hand.
Enough?
Lights the candles.
Then it is time.
Yes. Do not worry. We have prepared for this moment for a long time. I chose you for a reason, Liu Kang. Now, the others will be gathering. We must hurry.
Lord Raiden? What others?
Raiden leaves. A beachfront villa.
No, no, listen.
Posters.
We can make this work, I promise.
Of Johnny Cage.
What do I have to do, huh?
How about cleaning this hellhole you call a home? How about doing something besides crying about your career? You only care about yourself. It's all about Johnny Cage. Call me when you grow up.
A stunning blonde in white dress leaves, Cage pierced from a jacket thrown on him.
So, I can still call her then. That's a W.
Smirks and drops the jacket. He passes a crumpled eviction notice, lifts a glass of wine from the pizza box covered table, drops onto the couch and puts his feet up. He hangs his head over the back of the couch and looks upside down at his movie posters and martial arts trophies. The trophies and memorabilia rotate upright. Cage's eyes shoot from frown to wide open. He searches for his phone.
Hey, you're in the cage with Johnny. Oh, well, if it isn't my long-lost agent, it's about time you called.
He goes outside.
Well, of course, I'm interested in something different. What have I been telling you, yeah? China? Uh-huh.
He frowns.
All right, well, what about an advance? Things have gotten a little tight around here. Hello? Hello?
His brow furrows.
Well, I'm off to China!
He closes his eyes and throws his arms up. A helicopter flies low towards the lights of the Shanghai skyline. In narrow city streets, neon lights flicker. A man waving money in the air runs towards the gathered crowd. He pushes past a gruff no-neck and hands his cash to a bookie. The crowd watch and take photos. Two people street fight in the crowd center. The large muscular fighter is kicked to the ground. He sits up and snarls.
You're gonna keep crying like a bitch or fight like a man?
A blonde military-clad woman sneers. Her kick is caught. She flies through the air and is caught by her dog tags. The man lands a headbutt. He slams the blonde woman onto the ground. Money exchanges hands.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. This is no place for a little girl. This is no place for a little girl. This is no place for a little girl.
This is no place for little girls.
Military flashback.
Do you think this is funny? Congratulations, cadet. You've just become my new pet project.
The blonde glares.
You think you're pretty special, don't you, princess?
Sir, my name is Sonya Blade. And I'm gonna be the best soldier you've ever met, sir!
We'll see about that.
Training montage.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, I did. I'm putting together a task force. High-level spec op stuff.
Commander's office.
Are you in?
Sonya shakes the commander's hand and her expression hardens. Flashback ends. She dodges a heel stomp.
I'm gonna kill you!
Her eyes narrow.
You're gonna try.
They both attack. Sonya handstand headlocks him. She throws him onto the windshield of a car. He rips a metal pipe.
Not yet, Lord.
Sonya takes it. She knocks out the man's teeth.
My teeth!
Honestly, it's an improvement.
Oh, shit.
She caves his forehead with a heel slam. His head breaks the pavement as it hits. The crowd's jaws drop. The bloodied fighter lies unconscious in the cratered pavement. Sonya's hardened gaze turns towards a suited man. He stares back with a furrowed brow and Sonya's eyes narrow. Red dragon logo and Chinese writing on a scroll. Sonya and the suited man meet in front of headlights.
He'll be there. If he's not, there's nowhere on Earth you'll be able to hide from me. Understand?
Sonya gets in the man's face, his jaw drops and he nods. Sonya strides down the alleyway away from the suited man, fade to black. Eyes widen, pupils quiver and burning cinders rise. Bare-chested Papa is chained up with blades piercing his forearms and calves. Around him lava flows from pointed rocks and cinders rise from the ground.
Satoshi! Harumi! Is this... where am I?
A selection of crooked and notched blades lay on a bench. Papa tenses his arm. Blood spurts. Papa hangs high above a river of lava, his head drops.
Don't start without me.
A boar-toothed demon.
Fresh meat.
Licks a battle-nicked blade and grinds it on another. Papa's brow furrows.
What in the hell?
Close. Netherrealm.
The demon strides closer to Papa. Papa tries to break free.
It's no use. You are a prisoner here.
Papa glares up at the demon.
For how long?
Forever. Listen.
Towering spiked rocks glow.
Do you hear it? The symphony of pain. Your voice will soon join the others, rising up to please the great Shinnok.
The demon lifts a long blade.
Shinnok?
The master of Netherrealm. There.
He points into distance.
The only place of reprieve in this realm. Look on it and weep.
The demon slices his hand and lava drips down to singe the ground. Papa's jaw slackens.
Sharp enough.
The demon inspects his blade and strides to Papa. Papa pulls his arm against impaled restraints. Blood pours down his arm.
Calm yourself. Save your energy for what is about to come.
The demon traces the tip of his blade down Papa's torso. Skewers Papa's guts.
Now you see, you feel pain, though you can no longer perish. We can do this for all eternity.
Papa deftly twisted to grip a restraint and now whispers with head hung.
What is it you say?
The demon leans ear close to Papa.
Is that a prayer? No. No god can help you here.
I need no god.
Papa bites off the demon's ear. He tosses it up towards his restraints. The chain melts through. He breaks the second chain. He grabs a blade impaled through his calf. He removes it, stands and shakes off his shackles.
I will take pleasure in ripping your flesh from your bones!
The demon attacks. Papa shatters the demon's knee and grabs a blade from the bench. He splits the demon from head down to stomach and the demon falls. Molten lava flows from the demon's wounds. Papa rips off part of the demon's loincloth and ties it round his waist. Then walks away.
Human, you have made a big mistake.
Papa stops. He covers his mouth with a piece of cloth. Red and yellow-eyed demons surround.
There are thousands of us. And only one of you.
A bladed chain whips round the demon's neck, tightens and decapitates it.
Minus one.
The demons snarl and rush like the ant swarm. Papa stands firm, fade to black. Two black ravens pick at bloody remains. One picks up an eyeball and they fight over it. A sea of skulls lies beneath the spikes of Shinnok's lair. Lava flows from the lair. At the end of a cavernous room, a figure sits on the throne and smirks. Rock spikes tower above him. A demon's head flies through the air and lands at the foot of the steps before the throne. The white-skinned man with a talak on his forehead smirks.
Shinnok!
Blood-wrenched Papa appears.
No, Shinnok is indisposed.
Then go fetch him for me.
If only I could.
They stride closer.
I am Quan Chi, in charge of this realm until the Master's return. And who do I have to thank for ruining my rug?
Hanzo Hisashi.
Your reputation precedes you, Hanzo Hisashi. Welcome. Though, I'm not entirely sure how you made it here. What is it you want, Hanzo?
To return home. To seek my revenge.
Home? You can't return home.
You will do as I say, or I will flay you alive.
Quan Chi grins. He flicks a finger and Papa Hanzo launches far through the air.
Did you think me defenseless, dog? In my realm, no less. You may be a vengeful spirit, but even they have their limits.
A force twists and snaps Hanzo's bones. Hanzo's released. Quan Chi stands at ease. Hanzo drags his shattered body off the floor.
Besides, that's not what you really want, is it?
Quan Chi fills a skull goblet.
Once a generation, there is a tournament.
He takes a sip.
During that time, the veil is lifted, so that warriors may gather to fight on behalf of their realm. I can send you there.
Why would I fight for you?
Because he will be in attendance.
Quan Chi summons a hologram of Sub-Zero. Hanzo's eyes narrow.
What do you want?
Quan waves his finger.
Good. Skilled and smart.
A black portal replaces the hologram.
Long ago, my master Shinnok was unjustly imprisoned. This is the key to his release. It's being kept at the Temple of Shang Tsung. The putrid mortal that has the favor of the Emperor of Outworld. The tournament will take place on his island. Get me that key. Once my master is released, he can return your family, even you, back to the mortal realm. Do we understand each other, Hanzo?
Hanzo sees Arumi and Satoshi and closes his eyes.
Hanzo is dead. Call me Scorpion.
His blood-drenched face hardens, fade to black. Daytime, a Chinese junk ship sets off from a modern urban jetty with a man sprinting after.
Hold the boat! I'm coming!
Johnny Cage sprints with arms full of luggage. He bounds up wooden pilings and onto the elegant old ship.
Coming through, I'm coming.
Falls down steps. He flails overdressed and loaded. Sonya Lin's arms folded as Liu Kang's brows arch. Cage's eyes widen and he looks up. He lowers his sunglasses, stands and smirks.
Hope no fans saw that. I'm wearing slip-ons.
He gives a pristine white smile and steps forward. Cage shakes Liu Kang's hand.
Liu Kang, of the White Lotus Society.
Johnny Cage, of the superstar variety, but you probably knew that.
Cage points.
And you are?
He turns to Sonya.
Not interested.
Oh, you will be. They always are. So, are you guys in this thing too?
Yes. I have trained many years for this moment.
Oh yeah? Listen, I love acting classes and all, but they're really kind of a time suck. You know what I mean? No? Anyway, my agent said this would really put me back on the map. Kind of a back-end deal type thing. Should be fun.
We are approaching the Veil.
They all turn toward Lord Raiden.
Who's that? Let me guess. He's kind of like our, Merlin?
That is Lord Raiden. Protector of Earthrealm.
Boom. Nailed it. Wait. Earthrealm? Did you guys get a script already or something? Look, I'd love a copy. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I am pretty good at improv, so,
Cage approaches Raiden.
Lord Raiden, right?
And grabs his hand.
Good to meet you. So tell me more about this veil.
The space between realms, to prevent Outworld from merging with Earthrealm.
Prevented by what?
Always the soldier. Evaluating risks. What guards the Veil is of less consequence than why it does so. If Shao Kahn wins this tournament, Earth as you know it will cease to exist.
Not to fear, Lord Raiden. I, Johnny Cage, will make sure that Earthrealm, so dumb, will be safe from harm. You have my word on it.
Cage bows with hand pressed to chest. The wooden ship sails into a gray mist. Liu Kang stands with Lord Raiden.
Lord Raiden, these are the champions you gather?
You doubt my choices?
No, I just meant...
You see only what is in front of you, Liu Kang. But your eyes deceive you. It is what is inside that matters. Sonya Blade, a most formidable warrior. She has had to prove herself against many who thought she was nothing more than a weak girl. Believe me, she is anything but.
And him? He only seems to be concerned about himself and material wealth.
Cage snarls at his cell.
That will keep him alive until he finds something more to care about. Something greater than himself to live for.
Are you kidding me? I paid extra for international and I can't even get a signal. Raiden, are you getting one?
Cage throws his cell overboard and it vanishes. He looks over the side. A shadow in the water grows.
What?
Black spikes on a large serpent's back breach the surface.
Stay in the vessel. It is under Lord Raiden's protection. Out there is nothing good.
Oh, right. Paparazzi.
Cage grins.
We've arrived.
Cage's grin fades and he glances at Raiden. Sonya strides towards Raiden. The four gather at the vessel's bow. Before them, pointed rocks appear from the mist. The jutting rocks rise up like rows of shark's teeth from the water. Dense fog surrounds the wooden boat. A horned vessel with a large red mast sails out of the fog. The two ships move forward parallel to each other past skull-like rock formations and other vessels moored. Sonya notices the second ship.
Look.
The others turn to face it. The dark ship towers above theirs, Scorpion, in a yellow and black mask stands arms folded at the bow of the ship.
That must be the bad guy.
A dark shadow covers them. Later, at a busy island harbor.
One at a time, everybody, one at a time.
Brought enough for everyone, okay.
Where'd you guys put my trailer? I'd like to freshen up before we start shooting.
Scoffing, Sonya rolls eyes as Cage hands sign pics to unimpressed locals.
He has no idea what he's doing. Should we tell him?
His journey is one of discovery. Besides, I find it amusing.
Lord Raiden follows Cage and Sonya. Liu Kang pauses and walks down the jetty behind the others past Baned creature ships. From his high viewpoint, Scorpion watches them, two swords crossed on his back. Quan Chi joins him.
Remember our deal, Scorpion.
Scorpion's white pupilless eyes narrow. In his white suit and with a heavy rucksack, Cage climbs the hill behind the harbor. He pauses and plods upwards. The endless wooden stairway leads to a ridge. In the hazy distance, Shang Chung's temple rises from behind another jutting mountain range. The tall red-roofed temple stands atop a high mountain peak. Blood-red doors with a dark dragon logo open and Raiden, Sonya, Liu Kang and Cage enter.
Whoa.
Cage's jaw drops. An arm wrestler rips the arm off a competitor. A live iguana's head is bitten off. A creature swallows giant live larvae. Humans drink blood from goblets. Liu Kang prowls into the room and spots a centaur. A man and a woman stand before two anvils on a table. The man hits his. The woman chops through hers. Sonya's mouth slackens as she observes the creatures and actions around the room. The four reach the bottom of the steps and they stop and take in the sight before them. The room is filled with creatures in various states of dress and body armor.
Be on guard. Shang Tsung is not to be trusted.
Oh, look, craft services. Great.
Sonya lowers a closed eye sigh. Lord Raiden backtracks. Cage heads to the buffet. Pink tails poke from gurgling soup. Glowing green sucker ball sludge. Stacked cyclops eyes squirm. Cage sniffs a heart.
Hey, do you know if any of this stuff is organic? Just asking. Jeez.
A female vamp hisses bared fangs. Cage bites the heart and leaves. Scorpion looks over the festivities from a high gallery.
Now is your chance.
Quan Chi smirks. Scorpion stands at the top of the steps into the room. Everyone turns to look. Drummers create the atmosphere on massive drums beside a throne. A puff of smoke. Shang Chung appears from a blinding yellow flash. He raises both arms into the air. He claps and creates a fiery ring with his hands. He sends it in front of him and it spins into an open portal.
In the beginning were the Elder Gods.
Elder holograms.
In their wisdom, they created a tournament to safeguard each realm from the threat of invasion.
Planets align.
Once a generation, the finest warriors must do battle to decide the fate of their realm. The winner will be granted long life and great power. If one realm wins the tournament 10 times, they will have the right to merge with the other and rule as they see fit. I, Shang Tsung, emissary of the great Shao Kahn, Emperor of Outworld, winner of the last 9 tournaments against Earthrealm, welcome you to Mortal Kombat!
Frowns from Sonya, Liu Kang, and Cage fade to black. 2 armed guards patrol the temple's corridors. Scorpion hides above, braced between 2 ceiling trusses. He vanishes in a ball of flames. In a throne room, 2 guards protect an armored statue on the throne. Scorpion appears and impales both guards' skulls. He slams the guards into the ground and kicks a head away. He takes a sword from his back and jams it behind the throne. The throne rotates and reveals a secret entrance. Scorpion enters. Back in the main room.
Now, as host of this tournament, I think it only fitting that I provide you with some entertainment.
A dragon logo door raises. Red lights come from the darkness. A stone-faced warrior with a red eye exits.
Kano.
Sonya's eyes narrow. 2 guards follow Kano dragging a man. They throw the well-built military man to the floor.
Jack!
Sonya rushes forward but is knocked back by a Shang Tsung force field. Kano smirks. Sonya rises to her feet. Wide-eyed Jax glances at her.
Jax!
Sonya punches the force field.
Listen, you son of a bitch! You better open this! Whatever it is, or I'm gonna use your ass as my own personal punching bag!
Oh, that is so hot.
Jax moves closer.
Princess.
Asshole. I told you to wait for me.
I got excited.
You got caught by that idiot Kano.
Yeah, that too.
Jax glances at Kano.
Unless you want me to rip that pencil-thin mustache off your face, I think it's best you let me go, old man.
Absolutely. You are free to leave at any time. The doorway is right there.
Shang Tsung points and a door raises.
Of course. You have to get past my champion.
The drummers drum. A chant is started.
Go, rope.
A ponytailed fighter stomps from a corridor. Shang Tsung sits. A 2-toed foot steps through the force field. Jax's head tilts up and his eyes widen as a shadow is cast over him by the giant warrior Goro. Goro smiles.
What the hell?
Goro throws off his red cape and reveals 4 stone-like jacked arms. Jax and Sonya's jaws drop. The crowd goes wild. Goro holds a double raised fist to the sky. Jax readies fighting stance.
Jax, no!
Relax, kid. I've got this. All right, ugly. You wanna dance? Let's dance.
Jax full force punches Goro's solar plexus. Goro opens his guard to Jax's futile punches and grins. 1 punch sends Jax flying across the floor. Shang Tsung observes. Elsewhere in the palace, Scorpion strides along a red carpet into a room filled with golden treasure. He stops before a pedestal that holds the golden key.
I wouldn't.
Scorpion pulls his hand back. Lord Raiden appears from the darkness.
Let me guess. Quan Chi promised you life if you would do his bidding. No. Not you. Someone else. Someone you lost. Someone you care about. Do you think Quan Chi is a man to be trusted?
What choice do I have?
We all have choices. Live in the past, or live for the future. The key won't solve your problems. It will, however, create new ones.
And my revenge?
Revenge is too heavy a burden to carry. You are a free man. It's time you start acting like it.
Lord Raiden leaves. Scorpion turns towards the key and stands before the pedestal. His white eyes reflect against the brilliance of the key. White flash and blood splatter. Goro's huge legs come into focus. The giant's white eyes stare down at Jax. Goro punches Jax. Jax recovers. Punches rain down. Shang Tsung smirks and takes a drink. A large crowd encircles the battle arena. Sonya's mouth hangs wide. Goro one hand lifts Jax by his head. He slams and drags Jax against the shield.
Really, Goro? You shouldn't play with your food.
Goro smiles. He reaches down and picks up Jax's limp body. With his upper two arms, he stretches Jax's arms in a T. Jax's eyes widen. Goro grins as he pulls on Jax's arms.
Stop it! You'll kill him!
That's the idea. Finish him.
Jax's muscles and bones separate. Goro rips Jax's arms off. The crowd cheers and waves. Goro holds the arms aloft. Jax's body slumps to the ground. Shang Tsung grins and claps.
Fake. These special effects suck.
Goro throws down Jax's arms and stomps towards Jax.
Enough!
White lightning fills the arena and Goro retreats. Raiden's eyes flicker with lightning and he appears before Jax. The force field flares. Sonya's brow knits.
You forget yourself, Lord Raiden. You are not to interfere in the tournament.
I was unaware the tournament had begun.
Raiden kneels down. Shang Tsung grimaces. Lightning surrounds Jax's wounds. Raiden blindly blasts Goro into the force field. Then stands to face the onlookers.
We are here for Mortal Kombat. Not your barbarism.
Turns back to Shang Tsung.
As you wish. Kano!
A guard lifts Jax's limp body by his collar and drags him off beside Kano.
Jax! Hold on! I'm coming for you! You hear me? No matter what, I'm coming for you!
Wow. She's great. I mean, that is some serious method acting there, am I right?
A large fighter snarls behind Cage.
I can see we're all anxious to get started. Good. I have determined your opponents and where on the island you will fight. Let Mortal Kombat begin!
Shang Tsung's arms spread. Beams of yellow light descend over fighters and teleport them out of the room. Cage looks up and a beam descends onto him in brilliant white. The light fades and he opens his sunglass-covered eyes.
Okay, that was weird. Did someone slip me something? Or holy shit!
Cage teeters over a massive drop in a mountain fortress.
Hello? Sonya? Lord Regan? Radar? Whatever your name is.
Cage scratches his head.
This thing better not go straight to video!
He exits a tower and treads along a narrow bridge high above the trees. Cage enters a darkened room filled with wooden crates and barrels. Muted light falls from roof grates. He opens a barrel, reaches in and lifts a handful of black powder. He rubs his thumb and index finger.
Gunpowder? Must be some sort of old fortress.
His brows furrow and he exits the room. A shadow appears. It rushes through the room. Cage strides through the abandoned fortress past broken doors and torn flags. He stops.
Bingo.
He enters a room with lots of pots and vases on a table in the middle. He looks into a double-handled vase, lifts out one of the red stick inside it and smirks. He bites it.
Hard as a fossil. Yeah, no craft services, no trailers. My agent is going to hear about this when I get home.
He opens drawers and cupboards.
Sheesh.
He turns towards the door.
Hello?
I should at least get a per diem.
He closes the cupboard. A monster appears.
Oh, hey, how's it going? That is one hell of a costume.
The monster attacks swinging blades.
Are we live? Like you want to do this now?
Blades impale the wall beside Cage's head.
Whoa, buddy. Pro tip. Next time, pop a few mints.
Cage escapes. The monster kicks Cage across the room.
Go easy! We haven't even run!
Cage lifts a pan.
Hey, asshole! That was custom! Dick!
Cage's shirt is slashed. A blade pierces the pan. Cage throws more pans and sprints out. The monster chases.
And barrel!
Cage breaks a barrel of gunpowder over the monster. Sparks from the monster's blades set gunpowder alight and fire quickly spread. Cage's jaw drops. The monster launches another attack. Cage dodges the slashing blades. Cage is launched through a door. The monster charges. Cage sprints off. The fire intensifies. Explosions blast holes in the fortress walls and it starts to collapse. Cage races through the falling building. He leaps and grabs onto a beam as the floor drops away below him. The monster uses his skeletal blades to climb. Cage enters an opening and closes the door. A blade pierces the door. An explosion destroys the walls of a tower and it starts to collapse. Cage sprints along a terrace. He jumps between large chunks of the crumbling terrace and the monster chases.
Eat me, Buttercup.
Cage jumps backwards off a building. He flips the bird as huge chunks of rock hit the monster. Cage plummets. He grabs onto a tree branch, one hand loses grip and he grimaces. Plumes of smoke rise from the destroyed fortress. Cage sits on the branch.
Toasty.
His eyes narrow and sunlight gleams bright white off his glasses. Elsewhere, a large jungle leaf is pushed aside and by a passing Sonya. Low canopy trees and vines surround the swamp in front of her. The water ripples as she strides through. More rippling steps appear behind from an invisible being. Sonya is hit out of nowhere. She clenches her teeth and searches all around. An uppercut lands her on her back in the swamp. She sprints off and red hazy vision follows her. She's knocked against a tree.
Come on! Face me like a man!
Sonya instinctively ducks and bolts as a tree trunk is sliced through. She sprints further into the swamp. She stops, leans on a tree and slides to the ground, pants with closed eyes. Red hazy vision spots her from above. A yellow-eyed reptilian creature appears beside her. She opens an eye and holds a gun to the reptile's head. It dodges and hits the gun from her hands. Sonya, uppercuts.
All right, asshole, let's see what you got.
The reptile spits venom. It burns Sonya's arm plate. She removes it and ducks spits of venom. She sprints off and dodges venom. She dives behind a rock. The venom spit attack stops and Sonya races off. The reptile follows and vanishes. Sonya runs back into the swamp waters. She stops and looks behind her. Venom drips from above. The invisible reptile knocks Sonya down. She spots mud on its leg. Sonya swipes the reptile's legs and it falls into the swamp. It rises covered in mud. Sonya's thrown into the swamp. She gets up and charges head down. She leaps up over the reptile. She scissor kicks. Slams the reptile down. Its eyes widen.
Not so fun now, is it, you cold-blooded bastard?
A garret slices the reptile's neck.
Heads up!
The reptile's head lands on the forest floor, its long tongue hanging out.
Fuck with the blade, you're gonna get cut.
Sonya blows a kiss and sprints off. Deep in the forest, a ninja leaps and swings through trees. He stops on a branch, throws three stars into a bush, and watches eyes wide open. A chain wraps around his neck and pulls him down. It's Scorpion. The ninja attacks, but Scorpion teleports, kicks, and breaks the ninja's mask.
You move like the Shirai Ryu, but they are dead. Who are you? What do you want?
Revenge.
Scorpion flashes towards the ninja and wraps the chain around his neck.
Tell me, Lin Kuei scum, where is Sub-Zero?
The ninja spits blood at Scorpion.
Die knowing I will kill every last member of the Lin Kuei on this island. Every last one.
Scorpion tightens the chains and decapitates the ninja in a shower of blood. Scorpion vanishes. Under golden light in Shang Tsung's garden, Liu Kang fights a blue-masked and pigtailed female. She flip kicks and sends Liu Kang sliding back.
You are Raiden's chosen one? No wonder your realm has lost so many tournaments.
She opens blue bone-spiked fans and throws one. Liu Kang ducks out of its way. He flame fist punches.
I do not wish to hurt you.
Spare me your pity.
A whirlwind lifts Liu Kang into the air. He's kicked down. Liu Kang throws his opponent onto her back.
Do not get up.
His fist bursts into flames.
I take no pleasure in hurting such a worthy foe. But know this. I will do whatever it takes to defend Earthrealm and win this tournament.
The blue fighter kneels before him.
Then you are a fool. Shao Kahn cannot be defeated.
She stands.
He will take your world and you will bow your knee like countless others before you.
I promise you, I will never bow before that madman.
Liu Kang stares at his opponent, her brow furrows.
I yield.
She strides off. She pauses beside Liu Kang.
What makes you so sure you will win?
Because I have something no one in Outworld has.
What?
Hope.
The woman's brows raise and her eyes open wide. She looks down and continues to walk away. Back in the palace, Shang Tsung watches on his flaming portal. On his island fight map, burning characters extinguish. Quan Chi, Raiden, and Shang Tsung watch.
Impressive, Raiden. Your warriors have made it further than I would have thought.
They are strong in spirit, Shang Tsung. You will not win today.
I have heard such promises before. Thankfully, after Goro kills whomever makes it to the final round, I will not have to hear them again. And Quan Chi, your warrior from Netherrealm, he is proving to be quite formidable.
For the glory of Outworld, I serve at the pleasure of Shao Kahn.
Quan Chi grins.
Indeed.
You won't succeed. No matter how many foes you put between the Earthrealm fighters and your champion, they will make it to the end.
Oh? I'm glad you feel that way. Surely you know of the Black Dragon. It seems that several have made it onto the island with orders to kill your Earthrealm friends.
How dare you?
Raiden's eyes burn white.
Are you accusing me of something, Lord Raiden?
You brought them here to interfere with the tournament.
And break the rules. Even I am not so bold as to anger the Elder Gods in such a way.
You will not succeed, Shang Tsung.
We'll know soon enough, won't we?
Shang Tsung glances at the island map as Black Dragon warriors close in. Out in the forest, Black Dragon warriors with large guns run and jump over tree roots. Elsewhere, Johnny Cage massages his bare foot.
Oh, what I wouldn't give for a frozen margarita.
He shuts his eyes, folds his arms, and leans back onto a tree. A shadow rises over him.
Hey! Really?
I know. Look at this shirt. It's ridiculous. I'm glad to see you, though. Okay, you won't believe this, but this isn't some sort of movie. This is the real deal. Maybe a snuff film or something. I don't know, but I had to fight I don't even know what it was. I barely got out alive.
Sonya frowns.
I can believe that. Listen, I'll get you out of here, but we'll need to stick together. First rule of combat is to secure our position. Let's find somewhere to hole up, and then we can start recon. Find out where we are, what we're up against.
A sound strategy.
Liu Kang appears.
You both made it. Good. I fear it's only going to get harder from here.
Whoa, wait, what's gonna get harder? I just fought a walking pair of teeth on the side of a mountain. I'm not Tom Cruise, you know. I act. I leave that stunt shit for the stunt people. Listen, sweetheart, we should get out of here before...
My dick!
Fuck balls. No one touches me without permission. You got it?
Got it.
You said you knew where we were?
I do. But it will be dark soon. We need to make camp. Rest.
Agreed.
Liu Kang's eyes narrow and he rushes off with Sonya.
No, don't wait for me. I'm fine. Let me just pee out some blood first.
Cage clutches his crotch and staggers after them. Blood pours down a mask. Decapitated black dragon litter the forest. Liu Kang and Sonya sprint between them. Scorpion breaks a dragon's back and drops him.
What the fuck?
Scorpion looks over shoulder at the trio.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Cage vomits. Sonya lowers her head.
Stay behind me. I'll take care of this.
What is this, 1950? Step back, Bruce Lee. Bring it, bitch.
Whoa. Everyone, just chillax, okay? No one needs to fight anyone, especially some guy that just went psycho on a bunch of,
Black Dragon. Mercenaries. Assassins. Bad guys.
Yeah, those guys.
We have to continue. Once Mortal Kombat has been declared, it must be finished.
Did you declare Mortal Kombat?
Cage frowns.
Did you?
Nope.
What about you, Mr...
Scorpion?
Oh, it's catchy. I like that. Did you declare Mortal Kombat?
Scorpion shakes his head.
Good, great. Then no one needs to die. Sheesh.
Cage rubs his nape and Sonya lowers her hat.
Now, who's hungry?
Cage pulls out the jerky-looking sticks from the fortress, fade to black. A full moon lights the sky.
I know you didn't believe it before, but it's all true. The Elder Gods, the tournament, everything. Emperor Shao Kahn has won 9 previous Mortal Kombat tournaments. If he wins the 10th...
Kang's eyes narrow.
Then what?
Then you all die.
Great. Just great. Yeah, okay. Monsters, magic, this can't be real. Somebody must have slipped something into my drink. I'm hallucinating.
Get a grip, Johnny. Whatever this is, it's real. There's no use sitting around and whining about it. If what Liu Kang says is true, then the whole world is in trouble, and we have to stop it. If I can get to a radio, a communications array, I can call in reinforcements, turn this island into the next cautionary tale.
White Flash.
If only it were that easy.
Lord Raiden.
You.
They all stand.
What do you mean, if only it were that easy? Do you know what a Hellfire missile can do?
I'm sure it's very powerful on Earth, but we are not on Earth. This island lives in a place between realms, a place set aside specifically for the tournament.
Uh-huh. Sure, sounds great. So, if what Liu Kang says is true, then you're really some sort of god, right?
I have been given many names.
Well, shoot, Buddha, snap your fingers, get us home. I am done with psycho monsters and bad food. And by the way, I'll never complain about doing a sequel again in my life.
He cannot. Lord Raiden is forbidden from interfering in the tournament. It is a bargain he made to save Earthrealm from being taken over eons ago.
Well, that's insane. The fate of the world is being decided by some sort of karate tournament? Are you kidding me?
You are the only hope left for Earthrealm. Head toward the temple where your final battles await. And your destinies will be made clear. But be on guard. There are others on this island who will try to keep you from the final round.
Lord Raiden vanishes in a bolt of lightning.
Great, so, we are screwed.
If Lord Raiden believes we can make it, we can.
No, you can't.
Cage sits.
Well, you seem very fun, Mr. Scorpion.
Shang Tsung has the numbers. He has that monster. Go. Hide in the jungle until it is over.
And let Earth be destroyed? Sorry, pal. I took an oath to defend it, no matter the odds.
He would not understand, Sonya. Someone such as him has never known anything worth dying for.
Scorpion glares, his white eyes narrow.
You cannot survive.
My will is strong. My destiny is my own.
Liu Kang stares at Scorpion and Scorpion turns away.
You are as naive as you are doomed. I have waited here too long. Know that the next time we meet, It will not end well.
Scorpion leaves the campfire.
Well, that was cheery.
Shut up, Botox.
I'm just saying, he really killed the vibe around here. I was just...
Sonya kicks Cage in the crotch.
Shutting up, yeah. Yep.
Scorpion was right about one thing. We've rested long enough. We must continue on.
Liu Kang leaves and the others follow. An image of them leaving on the viewfinder of a black dragon.
I found them.
A chain wraps round his neck and lifts him, fade to black. Shang Tsung's palace stands in the distance. Liu Kang, Sonya, and Cage walk toward the gatehouse.
So, we're here. Now what?
They look up at the gatehouse and black dragon warriors step out. The three are surrounded as more come out of the forest.
Oh, great. This is fair.
The rules state that it must be single combat.
These lads aren't here for the tournament. They've been paid to kill you. Hello, love.
Kano appears.
Nice to see you again.
Mwah. Why don't you come over here and I'll give you a hug?
Well, you do a better job than Jax.
Sonya clenches her teeth. The black dragon tighten their circle around Liu Kang, Sonya, and Cage.
I guess Raiden was wrong.
Oh, you think?
No, stay together. We'll survive. We have to.
Yeah, we better. I need to make it home so I can kill my agent.
Cage snarls. The black dragon's guns are aimed at the three. Scorpion's blade extends from the wrist of a black dragon.
Be ready.
For what?
Cage shrugs. The chain blade pierces a dragon's helmet. It continues to the next dragon and strikes with an X-ray skull shatter. A third dragon is impaled. The chain retracts and pulls the heads together. All three are ripped off and fall before dragon-disguised Scorpion. He swings the chain and flings the heads off. Two dragons glance at each other. They shoot at Scorpion. The disguise falls, but no body is inside. Scorpion leaps up, lances a dragon, chops the arms off a second, and stabs him through the chest. He forces a blade through his head.
You see? I knew he liked us!
Dragons open fire from the gatehouse. Cage shadow boxes. Behind him, Sonya fights dragons.
Stay down!
I know how to fight!
Sonya saves Cage from being beaten and shot. She lifts a gun and shoots at the dragons.
Sure you do. Just stay down.
His jaw drops and eyes flicker and the muzzle flashes.
Oh, man, is she hot.
Liu Kang is surrounded by dragons. They take aim. Liu Kang closes his eyes. Bullets fly towards his head in slow motion. He dodges them. Lightning fast dodging. Kang defeats dragons, orbiting one. He fire punches a dragon's head off. He kicks it at another dragon. Liu Kang's teeth clench. Kano appears on top of the gatehouse with two guns.
Down!
Lays grazing fire at everyone. Guns flash freeze.
Huh? What gives?
You dishonor this tournament.
Sub-Zero kicks Kano off the gatehouse. Scorpion observes from behind a tree, his vision reddens and his eyes narrow. He teleports to Sub-Zero and kicks him off the roof. Sub-Zero lands in a wave of ice.
You will die for what you did!
Sub-Zero tilts his head. Scorpion whips bladed chains at Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero freezes the chains and shoots ice. Scorpion dives to the side and charges. He teleports away from Sub-Zero's ice attacks. He appears behind Sub-Zero and swings his swords. Sub-Zero stabs Scorpion in the side. He ice punches Scorpion's chest and Scorpion's breath cools. Scorpion's elbow X-ray breaks Sub-Zero's arm. Sub-Zero launches backwards. Scorpion catches ice daggers.
That's for my clan!
He stabs Sub-Zero.
This is for my wife!
His fist shatters Sub-Zero's face.
And this is for my son!
Scorpion jumps off a cliff with Sub-Zero held below him. They grapple as they plummet. A tall rock spike impales them both. The spike turns red and blood rains down on the ground below. The two bodies hang limply, Scorpion's eyes close, fade to black. Elsewhere.
Screw it. He's not paying me enough for this.
Kano!
Sonya charges out of the trees.
Go, save your partner.
Sonya!
Sonya runs off.
Partner. Raiden said your destiny would be clear. So, there she is.
You know what? I guess I don't mind having my balls crushed.
Kate shrugs.
By her, I mean.
Doesn't make it any better.
Liu Kang holds up his hand. Kate shakes it and sprints off after Sonya. Liu Kang turns his attention to the palace. His gaze fixed, he strides forward. He heads along the long rock bridge to the palace. Scorpion's reflection.
I'm disappointed.
Quan Chi appears.
I brought you here for one purpose, and you have failed me. You're as weak as your wife was, as your child.
He pulls Scorpion's head up.
Yes, you fool. It wasn't Sub-Zero at all.
Quan smirks.
I killed them.
Flashback.
It was easy. I used sorcery to hide my identity, to make the Lin Kuei do as I wanted.
Quan Chi is Sub-Zero. Flashback ends.
You are strong, Scorpion, but not immortal. I think I'll leave you here, just like I left your son, to be eaten by the bird.
Quan Chi teleports away.
Papa, the scorpion! It needs help!
Do you know why the scorpion is feared? Its will.
Scorpion's eye opens. He pushes himself upwards, fade to black. Sonya sprints through a palace corridor.
Come on, Sonya, darling. Just a bit further.
She stops.
Jax!
Sonya?
I'm so glad you made it. It's gonna be a joy to watch you end up like your partner.
Kano lowers a lever. Cages lining the corridor open and creatures file out. They all face Sonya.
You think I'm afraid of you? Bring it on!
She charges. She jumps and dodges around the creature's attacks. She flip kicks a centaur. She swipes at its legs. It rises and swipes her against a wall. She glances up and grits her teeth.
Fuck.
Shang Tsung!
In the throne room.
Ah, I'm impressed, Raiden. You were right. He has great spirit. And even greater skill. Please. We both know yours is a lost cause. Goro!
A wooden door rises. Goro jumps forward. Liu Kang jumps back. Goro towers over him.
I'll make you a deal, Liu Kang. Yield, and Shao Kahn will grant you mercy. You can come to Outworld. Live as a king. We shall show you every pleasure.
Is that how Shao Kahn got you to betray your world? I am not as weak as you, Shang Tsung.
Then you shall die. Fight!
Liu Kang readies his hands. He dodges Goro's multiple punches. Liu Kang blocks an elbow. He darts behind and takes out Goro's knee. Goro grabs Liu Kang and slams him into the ground. He throws Liu Kang into a wall. Liu Kang collapses.
Poor Raiden. It must be awful to watch your beloved chosen one die and be unable to do anything about it.
The fight is not over yet.
It may as well be. Quan Chi, goblets, let us toast to our Emperor's impending victory.
Splendid idea.
Quan Chi smirks. He pours a drink into a golden goblet and adds green liquid from a vial. Quan Chi sneers.
Come now, Liu Kang. You can do better than that.
Quan Chi hands Shang Chung a goblet.
For Outworld.
For Shao Kahn.
Shang Chung smirks. Sonya's face smashes against a wall. She is thrown to the ground.
now. Finish her!
Huge creatures close in on her. A winged dragon-like creature lifts her. It draws her to its sharp teeth.
Here's Johnny!
Cage launches into the room. He spin kicks the dragon and catches Sonya in his arms.
Johnny?
Don't worry, babe. I got this.
He raises his fists. His heel stomps down on a charging creature's head.
All right, boys. Picture's up. Roll sound.
The other creatures exchange glances.
And action!
Cage deftly charges forward. Kicks and punches his way through a half dozen beasts. His spin kicks take down a huge horned creature.
Possible!
Holy shit! Johnny Cage can fight.
Sonya stands.
Save some for me!
She attacks and stands back to back with Cage.
I told you you'd come around.
Her eyes roll. Ugh. The winged dragon roars. Sonya and Cage attack. Kano's eyes widen. In the throne room, Liu Kang fights Goro. Goro fists slam the ground and Liu Kang flips away. He spots long drapes. He rips it off and wraps it round one of Goro's arms. He pummels Goro's face. He wraps up and blindfolds Goro. Goro rips off the drape. Liu Kang sprints forward. He fire kicks Goro through a pillar and the rubble buries Goro.
Well done. Truly, I underestimated you. But I am bored now. Goro, playtime is over.
Liu Kang turns to the rubble. Goro breaks out and charges Liu Kang. Liu Kang darts to the side. He punches Goro's midriff. Goro slams his fists into Liu Kang's head. Liu Kang slams into the ground. Lord Raiden's jaw slackens. Sonya and Cage defeat the winged dragon.
Kano!
Stay back! I'll slit his throat!
He holds a knife to Jax's throat. Jax bites Kano. Sonya sprints in and jumps up behind Kano. A kick to the face floors Kano. Sonya lifts a mace. A laser from Kano's eye melts the mace. He punches Sonya into a wall. She swings on a chain. She grabs a hammer. Kano's laser eye explodes and he falls beside Jax. Cage sprints in and unties Jax. He lifts him up with Sonya's help. They stumble off.
Wait a minute.
Jax turns back to Kano. He stomps on Kano's face and Sonya's eyes narrow.
Now we can go.
They turn away from Kano's destroyed face and leave. In the throne room, Goro grabs Liu Kang's face. He punches Liu Kang. Blood spurts from Kang's mouth. A punch x-ray breaks Liu Kang's ribs.
Yes. Yes. You see, Quan Chi, the key to winning is always being a few steps ahead of your enemies.
Shang Tsung looks in his goblet and pours the burning green liquid out. Quan Chi's eyes widen.
Did you think I didn't know you'd betray your emperor, Quan Chi?
You're mistaken. I would never...
Shang Tsung's fist flames up. The flames grab Quan Chi, lift him and drag him to Chung.
Oh, for what? This?
The golden key appears.
He's been in prison for a reason, Quan Chi. Your sad devotion to the mad god Shinnok makes you as pathetic as he is. Soon, Earthrealm will be Shao Kahn's, and his destiny will be complete. It's too bad you won't live long enough to see it.
Quan Chi grimaces.
Finish him.
Liu Kang coughs blood. Goro grabs Kang's arms and legs. He spreads him out like a star.
Does it hurt?
Liu Kang pulls back in. Goro pulls harder and Liu Kang's muscles begin to tear. Lord Raiden's teeth clench.
Soon, your weak species will be no more.
A bladed chain pierces Goro's head from behind. The chain yanks and Goro's skull is ripped from his skin. His spine rips out in a spurt of blood and the skull lands on the floor, tongue hanging out. Liu Kang drops to his knees. Goro's body falls and facial skin flaps over his neck.
Who dares?
The bloody blade swings and Scorpion strides into the throne room.
Scorpion.
Liu Kang's eyes narrow and Scorpion steps into the light.
Impossible.
It would seem I underestimated your champion, Quan Chi.
Shang Chung stands.
You are Scorpion of Netherrealm, yes.
He moves closer and Scorpion nods.
You have killed Goro. Thus, you must take your rightful place as the champion of Outworld.
I want nothing to do with your game. I've come for him.
Quan Chi.
Interesting. Defeat Liu Kang, and you can have Quan Chi to do with as you wish. Defeat Liu Kang, and my emperor will give you all that you dream of.
Shang Chung smiles.
Vengeance is not the way, Scorpion.
Of course it is. And it's yours. All you have to do is kill him.
Shang Tsung's eyes narrow. Scorpion lowers his head and his brow furrows. He steps towards Liu Kang. Liu Kang struggles to his feet and raises his limp arms. Scorpion punches palm and sets in fighting stance. Liu Kang draws a deep breath and clenches his stance.
Good. Good. What choice did he really have, Lord Raiden?
Lord Raiden lifts his glare.
There's always another choice.
Scorpion glances towards Shang Chung and back at Liu Kang, his eyes narrow.
Now, fight!
Scorpion leaps and releases his chain. Liu Kang steps back open-mouthed. Scorpion jumps to Shang Chung.
What are you doing?
Living for the future. Give me the key.
He cuts Chung's neck. Chung drops the key.
You fool! Shao Kahn will hear about this and kill you!
I'm already dead. Liu Kang, I yield.
No!
Liu Kang's pupils widen.
Then the tournament is finished. Outworld has lost. Earthrealm is safe.
Shang Chung falls.
I will kill you all!
The tournament is over, Shang Tsung. I am no longer bound by rules of non-interference. Return to your emperor. Tell him of your failure.
You have made a mistake, Lord Raiden. Emperor Shao Kahn will have his revenge.
I'm counting on it.
Chung leaves.
No.
Shang Chung's fiery portal closes.
Without Shang Tsung's power, the island will collapse. We must go.
Lord Raiden runs off.
What about Scorpion?
His path lies elsewhere.
But
now...
Liu Kang follows as the building starts to collapse.
I knew you would survive. I chose you for a reason. Give me the key, and we can leave this place before it is destroyed.
Come take it, like you did my family.
Scorpion puts it in his pouch.
Very well. But please, put up more of a fight than your wife did.
Quan Chi sneers. Scorpion kicks him across the room. Quan Chi fires green lightning and Scorpion runs around him. Scorpion ducks and dives around the bolts. He fires his chains. Quan catches and electrifies them. He shocks Scorpion. Scorpion's neck's in chains.
I'm going to finish the job. My demons couldn't die. You wretched vermin. No!
Scorpion's feet scramble. He forces up an X-ray, breaks Quan's nose. Quan stumbles back.
It's time to die.
Quan wipes his bloody face.
Indeed.
They both charge. The building crumbles around them. Quan punches Scorpion down. A pillar collapses. Fade to black. Outside, Lord Raiden and Liu Kang look back as the temple explodes.
Liu! Lord Randy! Need a lift?
Kate grins from the junk boat. Lava shoots up as the island caves in. In the throne room, Quan attacks with lightning. Scorpion whips his chains and slices the floor. Lava bursts up. Quan teleports to above Scorpion. He slams Scorpion's face into the ground. Scorpion teleports. He kicks Quan backwards. Quan summons electrified blades. He teleports. He sticks a blade into Scorpion's back. It vanishes and reappears in Quan's hand. Scorpion teleports. His katanas pierce Quan's chest and he pulls them out. Quan stumbles. Scorpion attacks. He rains bloody punches down on Quan. Scorpion double fist punches Quan in the chest and sends him across the room. Scorpion's chains impale Quan's arms. The chains twist and rip Quan's arms off. The arms drop off and the chains whip around. The flying blade breaks Quan's ribs and spine. It passes through him.
Get over here!
Scorpion pulls Quan closer. He chokes Quan and wraps the chain around his other hand.
My god will avenge me. Damn your god.
Scorpion rips Quan's head off. He holds it upside down. The spinal cord is still attached. He lowers his arm. Scorpion reveals a face of fire. He breathes fire and burns Quan's body. Quan's head lands on his burnt carcass. Scorpion stands motionless as the building collapses around him, his head lowers. Big boulders fall around him. The upper floors of the palace explode and lava erupts from below. A fireball fills the sky, the ship sails away.
So, is that it? Did we win?
For now.
All right! Yeah!
May I?
Sonya raises an eyebrow, rolls her eyes and spreads her arms.
All right, yeah,
Cage hugs her.
Cinnamon. Yeah, pat me there. Doesn't mean I'm gonna break the hug.
That's enough.
Okay.
She pushes Cage away.
You think she'll ever like me?
She didn't hit you in the nuts, did she?
Yes, she did, Jax. Yes, she did.
Raiden approaches Kang.
I have failed you. I could not defeat Goro.
Kang turns away.
If it wasn't for Scorpion.
Failed. No. Your destiny was never to defeat Goro, Liu Kang. It was to defeat Shao Kahn.
Kang's brows furrow.
You have failed me!
I'm sorry, Master. It was that old fool Raiden.
He... Silence!
Chung's head drops.
Gather our forces. It's time to end this game. Once and for all.
Shao Kahn's eyes burn green, fade to black. Credits, directed by Ethan Spalding, produced by Rick Morales, Jim Creek, and Sam Register, written by Jeremy Adams, based on the video game Mortal Kombat by Ed Boon and John Tobias, edited by Robert Ehrenreich, music by John Jennings Boyd and Eric V. Hotchkin, casting and voice direction by Wes Gleason. Starring, Jennifer Carpenter as Sonya Blade, Joel McHale as Johnny Cage, Jordan Rodriguez as Liu Kang, Steve Blum as Sub-Zero, Art Butler as Shang Tsung, Darren DePaul as Quan Chi, Robin Atkin Downs as Kano, Greg Griffin as Satoshi, Dave B. Mitchell as Raiden, Patrick Seitz as Hanzo Hisashi and Scorpion, Kevin Michael Richardson as Goro, Ike Amadi as Jax Briggs, and Fred Tatasciore as Shao Kahn. Additional credits roll.